We're going to forego our normal start song for the 7 o'clock hour, John Wayne's America, Why I Love Her, this morning, because I'm going to play you a little something. And if you are a student of the show, you've heard this several times in the last week and a half or so. We've got a guest in the studio this morning. Michael Dart will be joining us. I'm going to play you a cut off of the new Michael Dart and the Skyline Wranglers CD that is entitled Slipping Around. We're going to play cut number 3. It is entitled Sweet Vidalia.
I've got sweet Vidalias in my garden. Why I shed tears when I watch those onions grow. I've got sweet Vidalias in my garden, growing in this here Texas ground. I've got sweet Vidalias in my garden to remind me of that southeast Georgia town. Texas sky, thought we were meant to be. The words we spoke still give me hope that you'll come back to me. I've got sweet Vidalias in my garden, growing in this here Texas ground. To remind me of that southeast Georgia town. To remind me of that southeast Georgia town.
Mike Dart and Skyline Wranglers. If you want to put those cans on, you're welcome to, but it's up to you. If you want them, fine. If not, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
You want them? Still plugged in?
Yeah.
All right. Can you hear?
Yep.
All right. Michael Dart, Skyline Wranglers, Sweet Vidalias. Michael is our guest this morning. Welcome back to the third and final hour of our program this morning, 7-11. It is, February 3rd, your Tuesday morning. Again, 39 degrees, 48 your high today. Winds currently southeast at 9. Sunrise in about 12 minutes from now at 7:24 and sunset at 6:15. So, Michael. Man, thanks for coming in and being with us this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Big G, I'm honored. Honored to be on the road show.
Well, yeah, this is where it all happens, buddy. This is where it all takes place. And this is, people come in here and abuse my artwork in here. You know, I showed you the picture.
I'm feeling it.
Somebody,
feels great.
You know, I've got all these records. I had a guy give me all of these records in their sleeves and framed them. All right, all these 45s, and I got this George Jones doing Tarnished Angel, big picture of George holding his guitar up on the front. Somebody put a picture of Al Sharpton over his face. Yeah. Yeah. Got a Slim Whitman album over here, and somebody put a picture of Magic Johnson over Slim's face. Yeah.
Playing Ramblin' Rose.
Ramblin' Rose on a left-handed guitar.
It's a good tune.
Yeah. And then I've
good
got
shuffle.
A picture up here of a little girl locally. She is a kind of a pinup model. And shows her sitting there by an old record player with some albums on the floor, like a Marty Robbins, Gunfighter Ballads album and such. And somebody cut out my picture.
She's opening a Big G album.
Yeah, and put me on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened while I was gone to Outlaw Fest. So, yeah, people come in here and they always ask, notice anything different about your studio? Yeah. Then I got to come in here and start just
little tiny,
staring
little,
at everything.
Tiny little nuances.
Right.
Hidden nuances. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, kind of like Where's Waldo type thing going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, man.
I love it.
Let's talk. Tell me about the record. Slipping Around. What a song to cover and to name the album.
Well, initially what we kind of went into it as a small project kind of a deal, getting together, and we've been playing live for a bit and kind of hanging out under the radar and just playing live what we do, and really love Floyd Tillman, and but the main thing around here, Jeff came up with the naming it Slipping Around, mostly because we kind of on this record we're slipping around different genres a little bit, still keeping it rooted, but slipping around a little bit here and there. We've got some I wrote 5 original tunes on there, and we've got those two Floyd Tillman, just an absolute wonderful writer and artist, an American treasure, a Texas treasure.
Slipping Around Makes No Difference Now.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we've got Heaven Was a Drink of Wine on there, which was off Hag's one Serving 190 Proof, and it was on his album that he cut in 1979, that Whitey Schaefer wrote that. And we contacted Whitey, actually got a hold of his son, when we were getting the licensing permission to... for the cover songs on there, and played him a copy of it, and he loved it, and it was just a treasure hearing from him, because he's just a wonderful, wonderful guy, Hall of Fame writer, just the real deal. He's amazing.
Oh, that's great. Our guest in the studio, Michael Dart and Skyline Wranglers. We're going to get into some more of this. We've got a couple of things that we need to do this morning, Michael. I want to go ahead and hit a break right now, and we've got... some stuff we want to knock out, then we're going to talk to Cousin Nancy over at Utopia Rescue. And we'll come back, and we're going to hear from you. You brought a guitar in, of course, and going to play some stuff. And we'll maybe try to spin a cut or two more off the record this morning as well.
Okay.
So Michael Dart in studio this morning with us, and we'll be back here in just a minute. Stay tuned. It is 7:26 this morning in the studio. Michael Dart, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. So, why don't you play us something?
Yeah.
Where'd you break out that guitar?
Right.
That big old blonde cutaway Fender. Is that a Fender?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Tortoise pick guard. What kind of wood is that? That top on that thing?
That's maple.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful maple.
Thank you.
Let me see if I can give you some more. Leash over there. There you go.
All right.
Okay. He's got the headphones on. He was kind of jamming up on him. Michael Dart on the road show this morning.
What are you feeling? How about two old cars?
Two old cars works for me.
Two old cars. Parked in a field, old faded memories of American steel. One has a Chevy, the other's a Ford. One has no wheels, the other no door. Two old cars
just sitting there dying. Old rusted piles of proud Detroit iron. From the thick tulip fall to the San Joaquin sun, if given a chance, down the highway they'll run. See how they ride. Roar down the highway like the devil's inside. Running the back roads and cutting the wind. Rolling forever again and again. But the dashboards are cracked and the seats are just springs. Filled up with critters and old broken things. Their paint is long gone, roughed out and rusted. Their motors are parted and their windows are busted. See how they shine. Shining new, like they're fresh off the line. Going to grandma's and getting the kids. Doing all good things that all old cars did. Doing all good things that all old cars did.
Mike Dart, Two Old Cars, very nice. That's
thank you.
You apparently have a history with automobiles. The way you were talking about parting out engines and such, you know a little bit about some of that stuff.
Well,
spend any time in wrecking yards?
No, not well. Actually, those lines were I co-wrote that with a good friend of mine who's my horn player, Lonnie Johnson, and just came up. We're I guess going through Highway 99 in near Bakersfield, and just. You see two old cars in open fields, and your memory kind of wanders a little bit. So these were kind of written about two old cars, hearkening back to a different time, I guess.
Okay.
You say.
All right.
Yeah.
The now you've mentioned Bakersfield twice. Is that your stomping grounds?
No,
you
I
just
was
hanging out
of,
down there a lot.
I was out of Pasadena, California, and I was about an hour and a half away from Bakersfield. But we used to play up there a lot. And
so when did you transplant to Texas?
2007. I've been 2007. Out here. Yeah. I played out in 99, just always loved it, the area, and came out in 2007.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got some friends that have a honky-tonk band nominated in the Ameripolitan Awards, I guess, outlaw band, I guess, perhaps. The Freight Shakers.
Okay.
And I was talking to those guys. Yeah, they're somewhere.
Out of Orange County, I think.
Yeah, could well be. They were telling me that there's just not much of a scene out there anymore for this kind of music.
Well, it's few and far between, and I'm not going to say it's dried up, but it's not as strong as it once was. And it certainly wasn't as strong as, you know, I don't know if any scenes as strong as guys working, you know, six nights a week at residencies. You know, that's kind of, that day's kind of long and gone. But, you know, the scene's thriving in different parts of America, but in that part's kind of dried up a little bit. And it
right.
should be thriving.
Right.
So should be thriving all over.
You would think.
Yeah.
Because there has been I think there's been a big resurgence, guys in your age group that have come up. I guess you got some exposure to the good stuff when you're young, and then it just went away.
Yeah,
it just totally went away.
Yeah, about
20 years ago.
Yeah,
I mean, it really
89 it completely went away. But just that there's something to be said for a lot of the great artists, cutting stuff in the late 70s and all through the 80s, and kind of stuff gets overlooked at times.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys.
A lot of those guys making records that, you know, that you would never hear on corporate radio, commercial radio.
Yeah.
Merle Haggard, the album 2010 that he did. I didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
A friend of mine turned me onto it.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Haggard stuff.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And
even the stuff that he was doing in the early 90s. I mean, Blue Jungle or Out Among the Stars.
Right.
Those records.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever heard a bad Merle Haggard record.
No.
You know. I don't know that he ever cut a duet with Julio Iglesias or anything, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, and I'll tell you, I'm a big Willie fan, always have been.
Yeah.
He kind of lost me with some of that stuff, you know. The last record that he did with, I guess there's been one cut since then, but the one with Horse Call Music on it.
Yeah.
Country Music, I guess is the name of it. That was a fine album.
Horse Called Music. That was at 1989, I think. Wayne Carson wrote the Horse Called Music.
Yeah, but yeah. Willie just recorded it here in the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
And he and Merle actually do a duet of it on the album. It's really nice.
Nice.
Really nice. And it's good to see those guys still doing things together. You know, Willie, Billy Joe Shaver just did a little project together. And so we've got a lot of those guys still with us.
Yeah,
and,
big time.
You know, it's nice that we still have some of those heroes of a musical past gone by.
Yeah.
Still out there doing it.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of what I wrote Road Dogs Lament that's on the record about. Initially, it was about a gentleman that came up. A friend of mine was having a birthday party at a club, and a gentleman came up, and he played bass for many years, and he wasn't doing too well, and he completely split his hand open, and we had to basically patch him up and carry him onto the stage, and he got the bass, and he immediately went into three songs, and I just thought in my head, he can't make it to the stage the way he used to, but his fingers, once he hits that stage, his fingers find places in the wood and nowhere to go, and it's just amazing, and the song kind of morphed into exactly what you're talking about, you know, the road dogs that are the true road dogs that are out there doing, you know, 300 dates a year, and they're not finished yet. They've got plenty of gas left in the tank. It's just a little bit slower, but that's fine.
Right.
That's just fine. Just aging fine.
Why don't you play that for us?
Yeah.
Road Dogs Lament. Michael Dart in studio with us this morning.
He can't make it to the stage the way he used to. But his fingers still find places in the wood. In his voice, there's a quiver, thinking of the days gone by. A song in his heart to stay there till the day he dies. Oh, the lines in his face are roads he's traveled. In his eyes, there's a spark that burns from within. But his legs only carry a shadow of a man. He'll reach out to you and sing a song the best he can. Don't you pity a man who shed his soul across the land, from L.A. to Nashville, then south to Birmingham. 300 dates a year he took the stage and had no fear. Now the show is nearly over, and he knows the end is near. Oh, the steps to the bus seem like mountains. He's climbed to the top 1,000 times or more. And the path to the stage is now behind him like his age. As his bus slowly pulls away, he's coming home to stay. Don't you pity a man who shed his soul across the land, from L.A. to Nashville, then south of Birmingham. 300 dates a year, he took the stage and had no fear. Now the show is nearly over, and he knows the end is near. Now the show is nearly over, and he knows the end is near.
All right, very good. Yeah. Road Dogs Lament, Michael Dart. The album is entitled Slipping Around, and got some great great cuts on this thing.
Thank you.
It's a dud, Lester. It's a dud. So, no Big Lester's Music Shack hit of the day today. Unless the my computer has tanked. That's all right. We got Mike Dart in the studio. Give us one.
All right. How about Little Sweet Vidalias?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
I've got sweet Vidalias in my garden. A bunch my true love gave to me. I've got sweet Vidalias in my garden, growing like our love used to be. There was a time when she was mine, 'twas not so long ago. Now it's clear why I shed tears when I watch those onions grow. I've got sweet Vidalias in my garden, growing in this here Texas ground. I've got sweet Vidalias in my garden to remind me of that southeast Georgia town. I said goodbye to Texas sky, thought we were meant to be. The words we spoke still give me hope that she'll come back to me. I've got sweet Vidalias in my garden, growing in this here Texas ground. I've got sweet Vidalias in my garden to remind me of that southeast Georgia town. To remind me of that southeast Georgia town.
All right. Michael Dart. Michael Dart and the Skyline Wranglers. Now, again, tell folks where they can catch up with you.
Well, we're going to be in town. Actually, I know the Ameripolitan, all the events are the week of the 14th. We're going to be actually at the White Horse in Austin on February 18th. That's the Wednesday. We've got a 10 o'clock set there. And
man, that's where my son hangs out at the White Horse a lot.
Yeah, we like playing down there.
Yeah.
So we're going to be there. And
I
won't
tell him to come see you.
Yeah, we're going to be at Jenny's actually next week, I think, Tuesday the 10th. Uh-huh. I love playing over at Jenny's. Mm-hmm. And, visit us over on our Facebook page, the Skyline Wranglers. And like I said, if you do a Google search, Michael Dart and the Skyline Wranglers, we're on iTunes, and we're covered on the digital front. And if you go to that Facebook page, you can get your physical hard copy.
Okay.
I always say physical hard copy nowadays. I mean, it's
yeah, I know.
So digital,
well,
physical
I'll
hard copy.
What, the I, old, prefer,
I just call it CD.
I prefer something I can put
absolutely.
My hands on.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
I really do.
Something that you could smell to
well,
open it up.
And, yeah, because, you know, when people send album downloads all the time, and it's like,
yeah.
Okay, I'll listen to it. And,
yeah.
You know, but what I do is, when I get a stack of CDs in, I ride around and just one after another.
Yeah.
I'll take 4 or 5 CDs.
Yeah.
And I'll go for a ride and just one ride after another, just listen to them, and, you know.
That's the way to do
make, it. Make mental notes about what I'm gonna do with them.
Yeah.
And I can't do that if I'm sitting at a computer.
No.
Because I don't always just sit at a computer.
Yeah. No.
And there's a lot of people
it's so stark sometimes.
Yeah, there's a lot of people just don't that can't figure that out. I said, send me a hard copy, please.
Yeah. Yeah. There's great things about both, but definitely I'm with you on the hard
copy. And I don't mind them sending me a digital that I can listen to decide whether or not I want the hard copy.
Yeah.
Save postage and save the cost of the, you know.
Yeah,
but
I wish we had them on cassettes. I'm driving around in a car still that's got a cassette player.
Awesome.
Yeah,
there ain't nothing wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
And it is 7:52 this morning. Mike Dart in studio with us, and we've got. We'll play a little something off the record, Slipping Around. This is the one we were talking about. Merle Haggard popularized this song. First time I actually heard it. It was a big Lester's Music Shack hit of the day.
2, 3
Gee, man, I keep doing this. Got to remember to turn the knob over here and tell you which one it is. Cut number 4. Let's try it again.
That old psychoed-out psychologist. Ask me about my drinking ways. Every question that he asked me all related back until my childhood days. But if the truth is known, I never took to drinking long as she was mine. But when she left me, I went straight to hell, and heaven was a drink of wine. A good doctor said, look at all these ink spots and tell me what you see. Can I help it if they all look like big old broken hearts to me? All my friends and kin will tell you that I ain't the drinking kind. But when she left me, I went straight to hell, and heaven was a drink of wine. Thank you.
to me, I went straight to hell, and heaven was a drink of wine. Cause when she left me, I went straight to hell, and heaven was a drink of wine.
Michael Darden, the Skyline Wranglers, on the road show this morning from the album Slipping Away, Heaven Was a Drink of Wine. That was awesome. Michael, thank you for being in with us today.
Thank you, Big G. And I just want to tip my cap to you and the show and your format. The show reminds me of, like I was telling you a couple weeks ago, it reminds me of the shows out on in KLAC out of Los Angeles early morning. And that just reminds me of times I'd get up and go fishing with my dad early in the morning. Just love the variety of the show and just the pace of it and everything like that. So I just want to say thank you, and I'm honored to be on the show.
My pleasure, man.
And I just wanted to quickly just introduce the band who played on this and the Skyline Wranglers, actually, the core band. Ricky Reese on the bass, Big Jeff Keaton did all the guitar work and Tic Tac bass. We had John McLaughlin playing drums, and then we had a good friend of mine out of Denver now. His name's Luke Halpin on fiddle and mandolin. And then Sweet Basil McJagger, who plays with the Derailers, of course. You hear him pounding on that piano.
Uh-huh.
And Bobby Snell playing steel. Okay.
Michael Darden, Skyline Wranglers, good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Keep us informed as to what's going on.
Definitely.
And don't be a stranger.
Absolutely not.
Come back
ever. Absolutely.
All right. Very good. That's going to do it. We will see you guys in the morning. Big Lester, thanks. Better luck tomorrow. Adios.